After hanging damp sheets on the line, writing a check due the IRS, and baking russet potatoes. After calling elder friends to say hi, texting my West Coast niece Ella, watering broccoli Rob and tomatoes. After dodging traffic downtown to teach Amanda how to plan and outline an essay. Pumping cheap unleaded gas, buying bulk black beans and jarred molasses, hearing Chris Hedges on alternative radio. Through unloading my stuffed car and packing my cloth bags, washing bowls now grown crusty. Skimming high piles of mail, recycling unwanted ads, jotting to-dos for tomorrow. I stretch by beeswax candlelight, on a warm cotton blanket by the cool terrazzo floor, and sit on the futon's edge, reviewing my day past. I pray for students and family and friends, then turn on the lamp to read Steiner's Philosophy of Freedom. When words begin to jumble meaninglessly in circles, my mind drifting towards night sky, I close the cover, switch off the light, turn down the sheets, and lie to sleep. After myriad in and out breaths, way past midnight, beyond din of traffic and glow of lamplight, steeped in stillness, stars shining, moon beaming, planets whirling, my body lying in slumber, I soar through night sky amongst others, remembering, regaining, restoring. With heavenly bodies, I review my purpose, rekindle aspiration, realign my intent. Then, with sun's first glimmer, my body revived through rest from my spirit soul's absence, now returned to bed. I awake to hear, call to action, sounding through my dormant mind. Turn off the radio, turn down the lights, close that book, silence your smartphone, put down your pen and pad and datebook, let go the million scattered pieces of things to do, oh you great organizer. Sit, look within, watch the thoughts that run your day. Before digging one more hole, planting another seed, pulling out that weed, tend to your mind's garden. Take stock of its residents, pests, parasites, predators, half-truths, malicious lies, empty facts you picked up off the streets, absorbed from the paper, ingested through the internet. Stop giving despair a seat on the sofa, feeding anxiety your intention, entertaining contention with your mind, imposters. They devour your dreams, bud, suck your life forces, consume your vision's clarity, clear them out. Free ground for insights stream, inspiration's light, intuition's soil to settle. Let truth take root and bring meaning to matter, order to your occupation, purpose to your path. Then your soul can tend to its task, to bring to life your spirit's dream, and guided from within, return to the outer world to do what needs doing. This has been Donna Marie, hoping we're all taking simple steps in following our inner call to action.